Something I'd Never Felt Before by Audrey Hanson. I remember the feeling I had when I first heard about eternal families. I grew up in a quiet town in Idaho, USA. My family is Catholic, but we always felt very welcome by the large Latter-day Saint community. We were often invited to what I now know to be ward activities, and I would get invited to attend primary. I don't remember going to primary that often, but when I became young woman age, I participated in lessons and was asked to play on the volleyball and softball teams. One very special activity I went to was Young Woman in Excellence Night. Leanne, my best friend since second grade, had invited me. I wasn't familiar with what happened at these activities, and she told me just to come in a dress and listen with my heart. She walked me through the displays of handmade crafts, desserts, inspirational thoughts, and more crafts. Then a movie was shown of a boy with his mother, who spoke to him about eternal families. As she spoke to him, I recognized a warmth and a swelling in my heart that I've never felt before, and it made me want to cry. I wasn't sure what it was. I looked at Leanne, and she was looking at me. She knew what I was feeling. She didn't say a word. She just looked at me with tears in her eyes, nodding, that she understood and wanted me to keep listening. I remember the feeling I had as the Holy Ghost testified of the truthfulness of eternal families. I learned to recognize the witness of the Holy Ghost because my friend was someone I could trust and because she followed the prompting to allow me to learn. I am so grateful for this first step in my conversion process. Never underestimate what your small work may inspire. Wherefore, be not weary in well-doing, for ye are laying the foundation of a great work, and out of small things proceedeth that which is great. Doctrine and Covenants, section 64, verse 33. The author lives in Utah, USA. End of the story, Something I'd Never Felt Before, read by Kennedy Hawkins.